Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
There it is. Good morning, Bub. How are you today, man? It's a beautiful morning in sunny South Florida, brother. How are you?
Yeah, man. Doing pretty good so far. I don't know what you're talking about with the sun, though, because there is nothing going on outside.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it is.
We've had
a rain a couple days this week, man, but it's still beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. In fact, it's so beautiful, Bub, and I'm in a really happy mood. I wore my orange shirt today, man, so I radiate, you know, with my yellow shorts. It's kind of that way.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I just saw this.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Look,
wow, look at
wrong?
This.
Come on, man. How do you go wrong with
crap.
Something like that?
This guy's going down the street looking like a school bus.
Bub, I swear I love that new intro, man. The power in that song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, especially as you listen. So who is that by, you said?
That's actually by Stone Sour.
Yeah, song number 3, isn't it, man?
Yes.
I love that. But, Bub, you introduced me to another song this week. What was the name of that? Was it Pop Evil or something like that?
Yeah, that band is called Pop Evil. Really, really strong, dude.
Wow, man. Super, super, super powerful song, man. If you guys haven't seen or heard of Pop Evil, go to YouTube. And what is the name of that song there, Bub?
That one is Monster You Made.
Monster You Made.
Yes.
God dang it, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't heard that song, you talk about power, man.
Absolute
power, man. And speaking of music, man, I want to thank all the guys over at the Zayas Music Academy, Bub. I was there Thursday night again with my instructor and just John and Dan, all those guys over there, man. They are really, really working with me very hard to pick up some things that I couldn't pick up myself on the bass, man. I want to thank all those guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. If you can actually learn that skill, it's a lot of fun, you know?
He's actually got me advanced into the 12-bar blues right now. And we're working with Ghost Notes, man. And that's the one thing I really want.
You know why they're called Ghost Notes?
Because they have a percussive sound to them, actually.
No, because when you're playing them, you can't hear them after 2 plucks because you break the string. Ghost Note.
There it is. There's that laughter, Bub. I love it. Speaking of laughter, Bub, we kind of had a fun night going back and forth last night, didn't we? It was
a
good time, man.
Pretty funny, man.
Yeah, somehow, you know, I've always enjoyed just being kind of fun, Bub. And somehow we can show the audience here. I don't know if you can show it, Bub, but there's here we go. Let's see, Bub. Maybe you can show the audience so my phone doesn't dim. But I shared that picture with you there. I don't know what it was, man. I was just sitting out back having a really, really good time. And somehow the bike wound up in the pool, ladies and gentlemen.
So this is true.
I was just having a great time with it, man. You know, just having a good time and laughing, sitting out in the beautiful South Florida breeze, man, at 10 o'clock at night, being quiet and enjoying myself. And it was just really, really fun. And you and Mark and I were going back and forth on text, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, dude. I was laughing pretty good at what I had going on. I was going for it last night.
And the things you guys were saying on that text, man, it was just crazy, crazy, crazy. So it was a lot of fun. Thank you for the laughter, Bub.
Yeah.
It was much appreciated.
We literally get so many conversations going.
Gosh,
and eventually we all get silent because we're all so lost.
Yeah, everybody just comes in lost at that point. It's just an absolute nightmare. I mean, pizza's being ordered at midnight. I mean, how did that happen, Bub?
I don't know, dude. There's actually a Snapchat of me I saw this morning, passed out on the floor.
Where?
With Layla standing over me eating pizza.
When was this?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Oh
yeah. I'm a happy sleeper though, I will say.
I had a smile
on my face and my arms behind my head. I was just chilling, having a good time.
Well, it's funny too, because I put out there, do I take the tiki bar, Bub, to the new house? And Biz Markey came back and he said, what new house? You hadn't told him about what we're doing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't said anything to him about it at all.
No.
It either,
no, I haven't even, I didn't even mention it now that I think about it.
And Layla was wanting hot dogs, man.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Holy smokes, man. I mean, I was laughing, Bub. Good morning, everybody. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. bubbastyle.com. Please visit our website, man. It's always being updated. You can see Bubs over here jamming on my left as we go through the sponsorship deck. We're having a really good time. It's Saturday. Big event tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that. God, we want all you guys to come see us, man. Come laugh. Come have some good times with us, man. That's what this is all about. The Outlaw is loose. Miss Outlaw is loose in Abacoa. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's msoutlawboutique.com. Let me take off those glasses there, Bubs, so I can see what I'm doing here for the latest in Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is the two-time double gold winning vodka out of West Palm Beach. They just took two golds, Bub, out in California, man.
Yeah, man. That's, you know, really, really cool, dude. It's, you know, we talk about it all the time with, you know, the businesses that we're involved with the crew that we're involved with, you know, what we call the Lion Pride, you know, pure strength in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really all across the U.S., man, we just have so many different, you know,
right on,
purebred, strong companies that we're, you know, hand in hand with and just growing together with. And,
yeah, right on, man.
You know, that just, it goes to show, you know, Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka. I mean, they hit it in, shoot, they've been, they've really taken off, you know, it's been in business, you know, 8-9 months. And, you know, to be able to go from 0 to 100 that quick and to be a two-time double gold winner a double gold winner one time, but a double gold award winning vodka that is literally rated the world's best vodka in that short amount of time. There are other companies out there that have been in business for many, many, many years. Haven't even gotten a single award.
The Monkey made its way up to Reggie at Turbinetics in California. We're going to be talking about that. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Mr. Tony Rienzi. He is the Donald Trump of the exotic car world, man. He's got some stuff going on with these new Corvettes. He's moving around all over the country, Bub. He's got that business up, running on its feet. And
yeah.
He just doesn't stop, man.
Yeah, man. He's Tony's killing it, dude. And moving that inventory, I'll tell you what.
You know what's funny too, Bub, is I've got to say this. You know, I am, you know me on a very, very personal level. Those that are very close to me know me on a very personal level. You get behind the tattoos, you get behind the Harleys, you get behind the business, and there's a very sensitive person that resides inside of there. A lot of it's a front, especially from the business perspective. You have to be very cutthroat and have very thick skin when you're in our position. Tony Rienzi is very, very like that. He's very much like that personality. He's a very sensitive man. On the inside, and he is a very, very aggressive businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super aggressive, man.
Yeah, really strong, man.
He doesn't have any time to play.
No, not at all.
I love that about our two personalities, man. How about this? Morpheus Design. Morpheus Designs is where you need to get your car wrapped and any of your graphics. I know Jeff, I think he was flying this weekend. He's one of the owners. Jesse was over there just cranking it out over there at Torque Auto Storage, man, with both of them. Speaking of which, Torque Auto Storage, for any of your storage needs in the Palm Beach, South Florida area, especially if it's with the exotics, man, it is with Torque Auto Storage. DNA Surface Concepts, Sean and the boys over there tearing it up, man, all the time. And Tony Franco, Hooked on Driving, man. We will be at the track, Bub, this Thursday night under the lights. We were rained out this week. This Thursday night, the coming Thursday night, we'll be back on the track, Bub.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we had man, we did Thursday's Facebook live stream. We actually did was getting the Monkey in Paradise MIP track vet. That's a C7 Corvette. We had to get it ready to go for the track Thursday night. Mm-hmm. All the other BEM rides were ready to go. Team BEM was set up and ready. We were staged. And sure enough, man, it just rained all day Thursday. And, you know, we just weren't going to get out there and risk it. And, you know, the guys on Hooked on Driving, we just wanted to postpone that for the safety of everybody and do it this coming Thursday. So everybody, if you were planning on going out, don't skip it. Come out this Thursday to Palm Beach International Raceway, and we will have a blast.
We will have a blast. Good morning to Joe Kramer up there. Joe, how you doing, man? Been quite kind of quiet. I haven't heard from you in a while. I hope all is well, my friend. Thank you for joining us. You're on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Bub, a lot of good things going on with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang. People have been asking about it. We could talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I don't have any problems talking about it, but I cannot show any more live video or static pictures of the car at this time.
Yeah, man. It's funny too, because I was actually talking to, who was I talking to? Remember the other day I was telling you about, you know, Jose from Diamante Atelier, the diamond. Okay. So, his son, I was talking to the other day, and
over a Jeep.
Yes. No, Hummer.
Hummer. I'm sorry.
So we were talking about that. And then we started talking about one of his buddies who has a Mustang as well, an S550. Yes. So we all kind of got in this conversation on Instagram. We were going back and forth, and I just told him, I said, hey man, you know, especially for you guys, because we do so much with them, especially Diamante, You know, we do so much with all those guys out there that I told him, I was like, listen, dude, if you guys want to see this thing, no more pictures are going up, but feel free, sneak peek it at the shop.
Yes. It's really, really crazy about what you guys are doing right now. We've got going on with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang. That car will be unveiled at SEMA in Las Vegas, end of October, beginning of November. You've got a crap load of work to do, man, to get it done.
Yeah.
You're under pressure. You're under a lot of pressure, actually.
Yeah, man. It's we got a lot of stuff to do to it, man. We've got, you know, again, we've hooked up with so many huge names out there, so many different companies that want to be associated with this car because of the strength it's going to bring to the table, especially in that four-cylinder EcoBoost world. I mean, that is, it's pretty much insane that we were able to pull together and get as much horsepower out of this thing, you know, literally squeezed as much out of it as we could. And, you know, we're still continuing to push that mark even higher and further. We just have to make sure that we get all this stuff done and completely finished up by SEMA. It's going to be insane once we unveil this car.
Did you see, Bub, on the Instagram page, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page, did you see the gentleman who wrote in from Germany? They deal with these EcoBoost.
Yes,
Mustangs.
I saw that. Yeah.
You see that? And
yeah,
he said everybody over
really
here in Europe is watching
because they're getting ready to do a lot of the four-cylinder EcoBoost platforms over there.
Yeah, I've been talking to the guys over at BG Products. You know, we're friends with Pat Goss. He had a great run with BG over there.
Yep.
We're talking to them now. In fact, I was going back and forth with their people this morning via email. We're talking about putting together a nice partnership there.
Yeah.
And they want to get their names involved with this car as well. And for example, tomorrow, we're at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world. I've asked Max to call in this morning. He was here yesterday.
Yep.
I can't say enough good things about Max from Cars and Coffee, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, just the whole crew.
Man, how are we so blessed, Bub?
Yeah.
When you're down, there's somebody there picking you up in the Lion Pride.
Well, no, man, because, you know, behind all the nonsense that people think and they, you know, people see stuff, they read stuff, they hear stuff. You know, when you knock down that wall of nonsense, dude, that every industry in the world has, by the way, drama and media.
Yeah.
You know, everybody especially has it. Everybody deals with it. But I'll tell you what, once you knock that down and you know the true potential, you know, the quality of work that rolls out of BEM, it's
right on.
It's not even a question, you know, and there's only so many people that take the time and they're objective enough to understand and see things start to finish inside and out. And that's everybody we associate with.
Well, you know, it was funny too, because Max came up just to say hi, nothing more than to say hi yesterday. And he pulled me aside and he said, look, Tom, how are you doing, man? And I said, everything's good, man. We're killing it. We're cranking it out. And he goes, well, you know, he goes, I can't believe the strength you have. And the way you keep things together, you know, and it's on your shoulder. He goes, look, man, I've been on the edge. You know, he pulled up his shirt where, you know, he had tried to take his own life at one time. My heart just went out to him because he's such a financial powerhouse today, as you know, with owning the Crown Royal Hotel line and Cars and Coffee. And he's an amazing sense of support and just an amazing foundation, just like Tony Rienzi, just like everybody in the Lion Pride, Bub.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, everybody.
Good people, man.
Big
solid,
time,
solid people. So I'm very proud that we have the Lion Pride in place. Good morning to Gio Hammerback, the race and rally driver of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm sure he's out there listening. He's up in Orlando right now, isn't he, Bub?
He is, yes.
I'm not sure if he'll be here tomorrow for tomorrow's event. Let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's event, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee in the world.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's once every month. This takes place down at Palm Beach Lakes. It's the outlets. You know, it's an insane gathering of cars. I mean, everything from typically, man, exotics to high end to classics to imports to, I mean, basic just cars that are there that just have a couple little bolt-ons to cars that are insane. You know, if we had already released the Turbonetics Mustang that we are designing and building right now, had it have already been released, we would have that car out there showing,
but we are not
going to from here forward until that car unveils at SEMA, which is October 31st going into November. So, you know, that car will be under wraps, but we are going to take out all the BEM Porsches. The complete rally team is going to be out there with the rally car, the touring trailer. I mean, everything is going to be out there set up on display for everybody to see. But I'll tell you what, man, it's an insane time, dude, from the music to the rides, to the food, to the shopping, to the atmosphere, the people, everything about it is really, really cool.
Okay. So Bub, I talked to Mike Sanchez, who did what was it, a year and a half tour? Tell us a little bit about his musical background, Bob.
Well, I don't really know too much about it.
Well,
you know more than me.
Kind of, you turned me on to this guy. He plays here locally, but he did a year and a half run on the road with Daughtry.
Mm-hmm.
And his music is very much like that. He's very, very good.
Yeah.
As you know, tomorrow we are headlining the Cars and Coffee event. If you go to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you'll see it out there, or just Bubba's Motorsports on Facebook page. Lana, who is Max's wife, an assistant with that handles all the administrative side of things of the Cars and Coffee event. She did a very, very nice promotional poster. We're out there with some professional MMA fighter as well.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of that too, man, the fight tonight.
Yep, the fight is tonight, man.
Yeah. Think about that one for a few.
What are you going to do for that?
No idea, but it's going to be really cool.
It's going to be cool.
Pretty much, this is probably the strength in the fighting world, in the boxing arena. This is probably the strength of the fight between, who was it, Tyson and Holyfield, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to pull that much publicity out of this fight.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, Bub.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for it. We'll talk a little bit about the plans. I don't want to get too rowdy tonight because tomorrow is the Cars and Coffee event.
Right.
The race and rally team is going to be set up there. Lana and the crew over there,
mm-hmm.
because we're headlining, have set up an entire row for the race and rally team right in the middle of the exotic car section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be insane, dude. A lot of fun stuff going on out there. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've already got the one Porsche. It's covered. It's clean,
it's
detailed, ready to
cover.
Go.
That's correct. I saw it.
You know, so it's literally a matter of just slip that cover off and just get in and go. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully the weather stays clear for us. You know, it's right now it's kind of that rain time right now for us. It rained last car show.
I was worried about that this morning, Bob.
Yeah, you know, it may rain tomorrow as well. You know, we'll just have to see how it goes, but it's rain or shine either way.
Well, it is rain or shine. In fact, both of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche, the BEM, Tony Rienzo Lambo got wet last time. And I cringe when that happens. But did you see everybody climb inside the BEM touring trailer, man?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
There was a party in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Thing was packed.
It was a lot of fun. It's just a great event. The drones flying overhead, Bub, the beautiful blue skies.
Yep.
How do you beat that, man?
Yeah, no, it's a really good time, man. You know, we love it. And it's, you know, there's a lot of people that just go out and just have a great time there. You know, nobody goes out and acts stupid or does anything rowdy. There was a bunch of nonsense last time with a McLaren and a bunch of freaking crotch rockets there. So it was,
what happened? I didn't hear about that.
Bunch,
tell me about
bunch
that.
Of stupid crap, dude. So it's, and you know how the freaking media blows everything way out of proportion about
of
this.
Of course.
So when it first comes out, it's about the fact that, you know.
Did you experience this live at the event? Because they don't let anything
go
on inside.
Right, so this is leaving. So literally heading out of Palm Beach Lakes, getting, you know, turning onto Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard right there at 95.
Mm-hmm. Exit 71 off the highway.
Yep. So literally there's a brand new McLaren pulling out, right? Probably $300,000-$400,000 car. Mm-hmm. And a whole group of crotch rockets around it. So the whole end of this thing is you only see a small glimpse of what somebody edited on their phone, of course, right? You don't see the whole thing start to finish.
Sort of like you mean the Rodney King beating where the media only showed one part of it and incited riots across the world?
Yeah, right, exactly. Idiots. So all you see is the guy in the McLaren hit the back of a bike, right? And it's, of course, it's a little girl that's riding this crotch rocket. So she gets off and starts throwing her helmet at the car, blah, blah, blah. So
she's a tough one, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. The whole crew is, right? So keep in mind, now you hear the reality of the story, which is an entire group of these crotch rockets were swarming around the car trying to take over the car, which is typical. I mean, that happens a lot of times. You know, mm-hmm. you get 20 or 30 people on bikes. They think that they're all
punks,
tough. They're
man.
All going to get
punks.
Together and they're all going to steal your junk.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy goes to leave fast and sure enough, he bumps into her bike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, tell both sides of the story, but that's exactly what happened. And that's the way it went down.
That's when you become what you call an aggressive driver.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to try to box me in, I don't care if you're on a motorcycle or not, I'm going to take you out of my way.
Yeah, pretty simple, dude.
That's it. If you're looking for a fight, you've come to the right place to get one.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
So it's going to be a fun event. I invite everybody to come out and join us 8 to noon tomorrow, Bub, at the Palm Beach outlets. People hang out afterwards. I'm going to be doing some shopping down there. We'll be hanging around Pier 1. I got to run back into Nordstrom's there. Those outlet malls, I mean, that outlet mall is a lot of fun, isn't it, Bub? That's a fun place.
Yeah, a lot
man.
Of fun stuff there.
It's a lot of fun stuff,
yeah.
man. Just how blessed are we, man, to be where we are, Bub? Seriously.
Yeah, really nice.
How blessed are we?
Yep.
And tomorrow, you and I got to tell you, Bub, we talk about this often. When we go to this event, I love because, I mean, you've built both of the BEM Porsches so beautifully, man. And I thank you so much, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I get on the highway and at 85 or whatever miles an hour, both the electronic spoilers come up. and you and I run down the road, 70, mm-hmm. and you and I run down the road, we're doing, you know, in the triple digits, and then you look in your side view mirrors, and I'm literally, I know your driving style so well because you're my son. I can see, I can really, really, I know what your movements are. I can read traffic and know what you're doing. I can tell what you're doing. So as you know, I can glue myself right in the backside of the car and just travel with you with my nose tucked up under you the whole way at those speeds. And then you look in your rearview mirror and you're joined by a group of Lambos and Ferraris heading down to the show. And it's just stunning, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time, man.
It's a Cars and Coffee is the place to be. If you guys can join us tomorrow, by all means, please come out and join us. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. It is at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 8 to noon.
9 to noon.
8 to noon. No, Max corrected me. He said
it is 8 to noon?
Yes, sir. 8 o'clock. So
oh, you, shoot. So you got to get there earlier than that.
Yeah.
Then.
So, well, we'll get there when we get there. The BEM tour bus will be set up down there, Bob. The BEM rally car will be there, and race trailer will be there with our towing rig, our 17 Silverado. It'll be out there. So it really, we're going to open it up for you guys and let everybody kind of see what is really going on.
Yeah, man. A lot of fun.
It's going to be fun.
Are you done digging with your phone?
No,
You've been digging with it for about an hour.
I want to be able to.
Look at this thing.
I want to be able to communicate with people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you left it on one screen, you'd probably be able to communicate with one people or one person.
I'd be able to communicate with what, Bob?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Good morning to Anna Marie, who just joined us live as well. Thank you for joining us here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Bob, let's take us through. Let's take us through a little bit here with what you've got going on. Hold on one second. Good morning, caller. You're on the line with us on Doing It Bubba Style.
What's going on, guys? This is the official BM Dirt Tracker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mark Huffman joins us. Huffman joins us from up in the Northeast Maryland area. He is the official Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver who is literally tearing up the track right now, Bub. Are you watching what he's doing?
I'm
up
seeing
there?
It, dude. What's up, Mark?
That Monte Carlo's ripping
well,
it to pieces.
Excuse the voice because I picked up a damn cold, but I wanted to let you guys know.
Is there one around up there, Mark?
It's ragweed season going into colds, so typical August, but, I wanted to let you know that they try like heck to mess with me last night because they inverted the top 20 starters, so I had to start 20th.
Oh, you started last place, man. How did you do? I hope you bumped your way all the way to the front of the line, baby.
Well, I let's just say this. I have to do a little better get Mako on the front fenders.
Oh, did it get some damage on them, buddy?
A little bump and grind, yeah. Tire marks and typical B plus S. But, but the end result was we took win 6 for August.
Did you
there really?
There you
dude.
Go. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track team takes number 6. Mark, god dang it, dude. Congratulations, brother.
Well, I thank you. And like I said, I'm not sure how much more abuse this car is going to take because I swear I need to have a representative from Guinness Book show up because this car has the most consecutive seasons being competitive. This is year 26 with the same car.
It sure is, man.
That's
well,
pretty strong
have
right
to
there.
Look at making some changes there, huh?
Well, if I remember correctly, when you guys were still up this way, we were going to try to build one, but then it never came through.
Man, we got so busy up there, Mark. And you said you were by the old Fairfax facility. You know, I am writing the book about the story of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You've been with us from the beginning back in 2004. I love you very much for that. And you said you went by the old facility, and it's gone now, man.
Yep. Because I had to – I made a drop-off for some car parts, and I'm like, oh, I remember that shop. So
– Isn't that crazy?
Anyways.
Well, you get yourself some seats, Mark. I mean, we love you.
Oh, yeah.
Exotic
yeah.
Motorsports. Hey, by the way, the ladies' man scheduled for surgery on Monday.
Monday.
Oh, what the heck happened now with him?
Well, he you know that he's got a SAG card. He's only allowed to be in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays because of the shows. And we stay
yeah.
at it. They watch him very carefully because the animal rights people watch him very carefully, make sure that, you know, and of course, you know, he is spoiled, very, very spoiled. Diesel's been spoiled since what? 2009 when we flew him into Dulles from California.
He is the official behind the scenes boss of BEM. You two just work for him.
This is true. How about that? And what people don't know, Mark, you do. I try to share it, but literally Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, he eats by hand from me. He sits in a chair with me, and I hand feed him. He sleeps on my desk. We have people from as far. Yeah, it's crazy, man. We've had people.
He needs his own office. He needs his own office now.
Yeah, he pretty much has it, doesn't he? I mean, we've had people from as far as the Midwest. I'll tell you a story. In my office, as you know, I document everything, especially as I'm writing the book right now. In my office is a picture, a beautifully drawn picture, Mark. I don't know if you've seen our painted picture of Diesel sitting outside the main facility. And this guy's wife, his mom wasn't above. His mom mm-hmm. was dying. She was in hospice.
Yep.
And he used part of the time to paint this picture. Okay. And he painted this picture of Diesel sitting in front of the office and flew in here to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports to give it to us personally after his mom passed away. And he said that Diesel was the one thing that kept him sane as his mother lay there dying. So
all know that big money definitely has a fan club.
He does.
Oh, he definitely does.
He definitely does. He sure does, man. So it's amazing. So,
I mean,
anyway, there's a good story for
you. How old is he now?
Well, he was born 8/6 of 2009 was his birthday.
Okay. So, well, cool, man. You better prepare for this because when it does, which I hope is a long, long time away, but when the time comes, you're going to have 20,000 people attend his service. You know that.
Isn't that crazy, man? He's got that big a fan base. Was talking to Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. He just put up a post yesterday about Gus. We all remember Gus, his Mastiff from Orange County Choppers. So, good time. Mark, I got to jump here. We've been featured in another magazine I just found about it. Doug is with us from In Jupiter Magazine.
All righty.
We love you. Thank you for being the official dirt track driver.
I will give you guys a ring next week.
Thank you so much,
good, Mark.
We love you, buddy. Have a good day, man.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, bud. So there you go, Bub. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team, or a dirt track team driver, Mark Hoffman.
Pretty good news.
That's very good news. Doug, good morning. How are you, sir, from In Jupiter Magazine, man? How is everything, brother?
Oh, I'm great, guys. It's good to hear from you again and talk to you. I'm actually up in New Jersey and Delaware taking my son to college this week.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, man. What school?
Yeah. It's University of Delaware. He's officially a blue hen.
He is a blue hen. That's okay.
Yeah. How's things
That's
with
very,
you all?
Very good. Doing well. Been very, very busy. Ladies and gentlemen, please look on your screen. You will see the new feature in Jupiter Magazine, which has been voted by many, many, many different people and news organizations, the number one up-and-coming magazine in the United States today. And we are proud to be affiliated with In Jupiter Magazine and everything they have going on. You can see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Turbinetics, Mustang is featured right there. Doug, tell us about this article, man. I didn't know about this. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a great article. And actually, it's a sneak peek. The magazine is not even out yet. It'll arrive in mailboxes all probably mid to late next week.
Right.
And I love the piece. It's on you guys and the team and all that you're doing out at the PBIR.
Wow, man.
So it was cool.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
It's a great, it features, I think it talks a little bit, if I can tell, I didn't have my glasses on, but it looks like it talks a little bit about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team.
Yeah, it does. And I think is that's the Turbo Mustang, is it not? So I think you guys were running that around the track a few weeks back.
Yeah.
I was following you on Facebook and everything. Sounded like it was a great time out there.
Hey, have you did you get a chance to get in the car with Joe Hammerback, our world champion rally driver? Have you been in the car with him yet?
Oh, is there an opportunity to do that?
Yeah. Will you be home? When do you get back home, Doug, from taking your son to college?
So I'll be home tomorrow night, and I'll be around town all next week.
Okay. So did you fly up? Did you fly up or drive up? It sounds like you're in a car. Yeah.
Yeah, we flew up. That's too far to drive
okay.
from Florida to Delaware for me anyway. But
okay.
We flew up, landed in Philly, and then my parents live in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore, so we shipped a bunch of Alex's stuff up there to the house. Drove over, had some family time. Now we're on our way to Delaware now to set them up, and then Margo and I we fly home tomorrow night. And
Margo, ladies and gentlemen,
we'll
is Doug's wife.
Yep. Can't wait to get back to Florida. One of my favorite places is flying in and landing at West Palm. Just can't beat it.
Yep. Isn't that gorgeous, man? As you come in over Singer Island and the buildings right there on the waterfront, and you know, you come in, fly over President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And it's just, I mean, you look down the pools in the backyards, the exploding, and I mean, they look like fireworks, Doug, that are exploding, the green palm trees, man, and the beautifully manicured lawns. And, oh, God dang it, dude, the beautiful blue skies. And when we do have clouds, they're so three-dimensional, they look like fluffy cotton balls you could just reach out and touch and feel, man. It's just, isn't it, the turquoise color of the ocean, you can literally see the larger sharks swimming along the shoreline. It's just, isn't it stunning, man?
It is. That's why we like this place so much, you know. Those palm trees. I hate window seats, but this is the one window seat I don't mind having, either on takeoff or landing, coming in and out of West Palm. Because like you said, you know, you go right over the ocean, you see the waves and you know, as I do, the water. I mean, it's like the Caribbean, you know?
Man, I think
somebody told me, I think we're the closest point to the Gulf Stream in Florida, right where we are. So we get all that.
I heard that too.
Warm, clear, pretty blue, green water. It's great.
It's stunning. We definitely have a tropical paradise going on here. Anyways, to answer your question, you can visit the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team with driver Gio Hammerbeck Thursday night, man. Come in and be a VIP guest with us, and let's get you out there and enjoy some track time. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love that. So this Thursday, you guys out there every Thursday? Is that what you've been doing?
Once a month, we're up there with Hooked on Driving and Tony Franco. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to get you out there, man. And if you want to talk about, you know, I cannot explain to you the hunt and pray mentality of our rally car driver. It's why he's so successful, right? And if he sees something on the track, he's like a lion in the weeds. And there's nothing that's going to prevent him from doing what he wants to do. It's pretty incredible, Bub.
Yeah, big time, man. It's a lot of fun. You know, we go out there, Doug, and, you know, we turn it up a little bit higher than we typically do here on the streets. We get out there on the track and really, really have a good time with it. And, you know, we have a lot of fun going out there and just running these rides and hanging with everybody, having a good time, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
That's great. It's good to hear from you, Bubba. So I had one chance. I went out there. I thought I was filming. You know, a friend of mine invited me out to film. And little did I know, but he had tricked me and set me up to go run around the track. And it was one of these BMW deals. You know, they had all their M cars out there, and I got to drive.
Okay, yes,
the track, I left there so addicted. I was like, man, I could be a race car driver now. You know, I probably can't, but you know what I'm saying.
we all have goals and dreams, right?
Yeah, you know it. Don't you guys run the Porsches around there too? And
what do you normally drive?
Oh, that's great.
They're out there.
I'd love to do that. Is it this Thursday? This coming Thursday?
Yes. This Thursday.
Yes, this coming Thursday.
Well, I'll have to plan to come out. I'll bring the camera.
And Tony
too.
Franco has everything. Tony's got everything. I mean, he's got everything on display out there. The Hooked on Driving trailer is out there. Morpheus Designs just finished wrapping that trailer, and it is absolutely stunning.
They do a good job. I saw some of the wraps out at your place.
Wow, man.
Didn't Alex have that Corvette wrapped by them, too?
The Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports C7 Corvette. Yeah, that's all wrapped. Yep, man. You know what, Doug? How blessed are we to have that group of people, man? You know Tony Rienzi and the whole crew, you know, our team doctor, Dr. Van Sice, you know, our head of security, Kevin. I mean, our Lion Pride crew. Just how lucky are we to have those guys in our lives, man?
Oh, super, super lucky. And we did an article on the doc in the last issue.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
Nice.
I love him.
Isn't he great, man? And he is just he provokes so much trouble on the backside when people don't think they're watching. Look at Bub laughing over there. He knows all about it.
Which leads me into, Doug. Now tell me if I get this right. So in Jupiter magazine, they were just awarded what?
They were number one. Go ahead, Doug.
We went out to Naples about two Fridays ago for the Florida Media Conference, and there's about three or four organizations there from all the Florida newspapers, all the Florida magazines, and a few other the media groups out there. And we actually were awarded Best New Magazine by the Florida Magazine Association.
There it is.
So, so happy and proud of that award. And I owe it to the community for giving us such good content. Our staff is phenomenal. And it's great to work with folks like you guys. You know, I mean, it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have all the great content and partnerships and everything else like you all. So I really thank everybody for it. And we're really excited about it.
That would give people an opportunity if they wanted. If that magazine's coming up like that, Bub, if it's getting that much press and that strong, and you'll drop us off some of the copies of the new magazine, correct, with the BEM Turbinetics Porsche, because I'd like to have those on display at SEMA. Is that correct?
Saying the Mustang.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Yeah, when is SEMA? How soon is that coming? I think the
October,
magazine will be
of
out.
October.
I'll have them in hand next week.
Good. I want to take those on display.
Yeah, perfect. And my first stop is usually right to you guys with a couple boxes full, so...
Yes.
I'll make sure it's the first one again, for sure.
So
Doug, let me ask you this, because as you know, we have listeners that are not just locally, they are worldwide, international. So In Jupiter magazine is a Jupiter Palm Beach County based magazine.
Of the highest quality, by the way.
Absolute insanity. I mean, it's no drama, no nonsense. The clarity, the quality, the print, the topics, it's amazing what In Jupiter magazine puts forth. Is there a way that, say, maybe people in South Dakota, we have a lot of listeners on the West Coast, let's say California, is there a way that they could purchase these magazines?
Yes, on our website, you can subscribe. We put out six issues a year. You can subscribe to it. There's a small little fee for us to mail them to you and everything. And we're more than happy to mail them to whoever wants them. Another phenomenal thing is our app. We also, last year, our other magazine won an award for our app that's free on iTunes, Google, and Kindle, and all the different platforms. And we use the same app for our other magazine within Jupiter, so it sort of also is award-winning, too. But it's go get it in the Apple iTunes store, and it's In Jupiter Magazine. In Jupiter, one word, and it's a phenomenal app. In fact, I was looking at it right now while I'm talking to you guys, kind of thumbing through all the content. So,
What about potential advertisers? I mean, if you're the best, people want to, you know, the best want to align themselves with you. Is there an opportunity for people to advertise with the magazine? Do you even have any open space as popular as this magazine has become?
Well, I'll tell you, November, our next issue is going to be, you know, another great issue. And we are, with this new designation and all our momentum, and we have quite a large circulation base in Jupiter. We're actually the largest circulated quality lifestyle magazine in Jupiter. We mail over 25,000 copies in the local northern Palm Beach area, and then print another 5,000 that we hand out to folks like you who redistribute and everything else. So 100% we're looking for advertisers because we're supported by advertising. We don't really charge any of the readers to get the apps or read the magazines in the local market. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. And they should go visit injupiter.com and send me a note or call me, and we'll be happy to take care of them, help them out.
Nice. Right on, Doug. Very, very cool, man. Yeah, you're very welcome. Well, Doug, look, congratulations to your son's freshman year of college. I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud to have an affiliation with you. You're just good people, man. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate everything that InJupiter does for not only Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and recognizing the quality of work that comes out of here, but for the community as a whole, my friend.
Well, that's so nice, and the love and feeling is mutual from us to you guys, and hope to get back there soon, maybe drink some more of that Monkey in Paradise with you guys, too.
Wow. It's not good when the monkey's loose, is it, my friend?
Yeah. I sure enjoy that, I have to tell you. In fact,
yeah,
aren't they
very good?
So we got two bests together, you know, three bests together.
Man.
So
yeah.
Thank you guys.
Well, and
really
that's,
appreciate
that's
it.
That's what I was touching on there, Doug, was you know, how everyone that we associate and affiliate with in South Florida, man, it's, you know, from InJupiter Magazine to Monkey in Paradise to, you know, TonyRienzi.com, Torque Auto Storage, Morpheus. DVA. I mean, all of these guys, it's pure strength and it's proven. It's quality. You can't deny it. It's unarguable because it's Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, just taking the world's best vodka double gold award, two-time. And then now with InJupiter Magazine being voted the new best magazine as well, that's insanity. I mean, those are two very strong companies. You're literally dominating each individual industry, man. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep. No doubt.
It's good to be hanging out with folks like you guys.
You're the best, brother. We appreciate it. Even if you're flying drones into the side of high-rises, we love you, man.
Did you see that video?
Of course I
like Google fatal... Yeah. Fatal drone crash in YouTube, and you'll watch one of my first experiences flying a drone and filming a Jupiter movie too. It didn't turn out well, and I've wrecked three more since then. I'm getting better.
One went out over the ocean and lost complete contact with the world, right? And this boat was sitting out there. It just happened to be one of our destroyers, and it saw this rogue drone with no sense of signal flying around. So they opened heat-seeking missiles on it. It was a complete gong show off the. Exactly, man. So
Doug, I take it when you go to Best Buy and continue to buy these drones, I'm sure at the register when they ask you for the service plan, you're like, yes, please.
So and that was the same with GoPro too. I lost a brand new Hero 4. When the propeller came off the one drone and it sank in the river, that was not fun. And you know,
if you could have only retrieved the footage from the GoPro of that happening and going into the water, man, that would have been fantastic.
I tried actually, because I did retrieve the drone, but you know, when they put the GoPros on the drones, I think they're in cahoots with each other because it doesn't take the housing that keeps the GoPro, you know, watertight. So you have the loose GoPro out on the drone, and once it went in the water, everything was toast.
I don't even think
the little chip worked. I did get the footage from the crash in the condo, though. That was kind of exciting.
No,
that was a good one.
Yeah, no, that was hilarious, man. It was hilarious, man. So it's good stuff, man. Well, Doug, you have a great day up there, man. And we'll be seeing you, I'm sure,
this
before
week.
Thursday. Yeah, this week we'll definitely be seeing you, man.
Awesome. Well, I'll be by as soon as I get home and look forward
right
to seeing
on,
you
man.
Guys again. Really appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. We love you, man. Have a good time. Be safe, okay, man?
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
See you,
Jupiter Magazine, the best, man. The best. Good morning to Kenny, Bub. Kenny out over at Wheel Pros. They are the official Bubba's Exotic Motorsports wheel and tire sponsor. I've asked Kenny to call in. He's just come out of surgery. I hope you're doing well, Kenny. And he's actually watching his son as well. So it's going to be kind of hard for him to negotiate his son and the surgery and his phone, I wanted him to join us to talk a little bit about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports American Racing wheel that's being designed and it's going into production for the car.
Yeah, man, it's you know, that thing's insane, dude. It's, you know, again, another huge company that is standing beside Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Sure is.
You know, so we've got a lot of strength coming to the table for this car that's going to be in Turbonetics booth this SEMA 2017. Their booth number is 24125. If you guys are coming out, if you're going to make it out, definitely stop by and see that car. Absolute industry first trendsetter. You know, what we've got designed up with American Racing, which is Wheel Pros, absolute insanity, dude. It's, you know, three piece wheels. These, the model line of this wheel is a VF 300. These things are going to be a 20 by 11 inch front, a 20 by 14 inch rear. I mean, we're literally looking at these things having about a 7 and a 7 1/4 inch dish on the rim itself with the wide body of this car. So it's going to be insane. I mean, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, dude.
I can't wait, Bub. Do you know how wide that tire is going to be with the Extreme Dimensions body kit, fat body kit? Am I allowed to talk about that? Yeah, I am.
Oh yeah, you can. I mean, let's throw it out there. It doesn't even matter at this point. It's, you know, what's going to happen on this car is insane. And, you know, with the wide body going on from Extreme Dimensions, it's going to, you know, harness down that, man, all that power that Turbonetics is putting down to the ground on that thing. It's going to be the American Racing wheels, Nitto tires. We're literally running a 345 custom cut tire on the back of this car to make it fit that 14 inch rim. You know, it's going to be insane, dude, you know, getting this whole thing set up, the big brake kit on the car, the Watson Racing roll cage, literally tucking that thing all up inside of that car with the Steeda suspension. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, dude. We have so much stuff going on in this thing. It's going to be insane, dude. And I'll tell you, man, I'm literally sitting here before the radio show. I kid you not, and read the 12-page manual from Steeda on just the short throw shifter alone in that car. This is a complete billet aluminum one-off cut item. It's going to be available for all S550 Mustangs out there, which is everything from 15 and newer with the MT82 transmission. A lot of cool stuff going on, man. So, I mean, we're just rolling through it and just working really hard. That's what my day is going to consist of.
We were joined by the fine folks over at Steeda last week, man. Those guys have got it together, man, all the way down to the environmentally friendly green CNC machines they're using to make those things. Both of us threw at the trash can. Both of us missed.
Terrible miss, dude.
We are not basketball players.
Absolutely not. No chance.
How'd you like Bud when I was in the gym the other day?
What, with the medicine ball?
Yeah.
Terrible.
You want to talk about it?
Not at all, dude.
Share with the world.
Man, it says there. I mean, there's. He sends me a picture of.
I might be able to show it to you, Bud.
A medicine ball on the floor, and then he sends me a picture of a giant 12-inch hole in the wall, perfectly round.
Mm-hmm.
In the drywall, and then he sends me a picture of a sign that's about 6 feet up that says, please do not throw medicine ball against wall. And I mean, the way that I took that was he definitely did it and then looked around and realized that there was a sign that said, don't do it. I mean, literally.
Did you like the way that the medicine ball was laying at the foot of the wall with a big hole in it?
Yep, I saw it.
How about the fact that everything was roped off the next day while they repaired the wall?
I saw that too.
How about that, Bob?
Yep, typical you.
Yeah.
Mess everywhere you go.
Yeah, but I just didn't see the sign.
I don't know what clicks in your head, dude. I swear.
I missed the signs.
Yeah. Maybe they were above your eye level or something. I don't know.
If you can't have fun in life, Bob, what the hell is it, man?
I don't know, dude. People don't get it.
No, they don't, do they?
Nah.
It's a mess.
Live one time.
That's it, man. Laugh a little bit and have some fun along the way. Jesus Christ.
So,
don't let the
do you want to talk about what this is right here?
Yeah, let's talk about it, Bob.
All right, so check it out. So this is actually what I'm holding
Reggie
in my hand.
Reggie Wynn, word up. Where
right
are you,
here,
baby?
What I'm holding in my hand. So check this out. This is literally the second version of the actuator. This is a wastegate actuator for the 2.3 EcoBoost drop-in turbochargers, right? For all the S550 Mustang owners out there with the four-cylinder. Also looking at doing the full design for the EcoBoost Focuses as well, right? So these things are going to be possible animals running those cars at 600-plus horse, all-wheel drive, six-speed manual. Pretty insane. This one here is actually the second design. The first design was a little weaker than we wanted.
It didn't work, so they went back to the drawing board and sent that into you and want you to R&D this one.
Yep.
And report back. That's how the relationship between Bubba's and Turbonetics, the two biggest in the country, work.
Yeah, so these things are you know, fully adjustable, and again, we've got to do these things so that these products, as they are sold, again, they have to come off the shelf, out of the box, bolt onto that car, and do exactly what they've been marketed to do, and that's why we are continually testing, tuning, making adjustments, and this actuator is going to do the trick. You know, we did a lot of modifications and tuning with the last actuator that was on that side of that turbocharger, And, you know, we just needed to up the size of the spring on it, the preload on it, and get this thing set right.
What does the spring and the preload mean, Bub, for those that don't understand?
So the wastegate actuator is essentially like a, you could call it, you know, however you want to consider it. It's like a safety valve for the motor, so you don't blow your motor apart, right? Because turbochargers will, they will produce boost upwards of 30, 40, sometimes 50 pounds, mm-hmm. and most engines can't handle that number unless they're fully built motors and everything inside of them can handle getting that kind of pressure, internal pressure, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're working with, let's say, these EcoBoost motors, these things are pretty safe around the 25, 26, 27 pound range. And you can run them pretty hard at that all day long for the most part with no problems at all. Still have good reliability without hurting the engine too much. And, you know, this setup is actually a spring, preloaded spring that allows boost as the engine builds boost, direct boost from the compressor housing. It builds boost, forces the boost pressure into the front of the wastegate actuator. And what it does, it literally allows the actuator rod to open up, which allows boost to creep out of the motor through a valve that's actually mounted and molded internally to the 2.3 EcoBoost turbocharger. So it's essentially just like a safety valve to where you regulate boost pressure, right? So you don't blow your motor apart. This one here is going to do exactly what we need it to do. Now I've just got to get the thing on the motor, get it adjusted, mark all that data, and then get it off the Turbonetics, let them know where we're at, what it's going to take to get the job done. So that way, when they do sell these things, they come out of the box and they are proven to do what they do.
And that's the beauty, as I said, of the relationship. They build it and get it to you to do the R&D, make sure it's right and get it out there. And I was talking to Reggie literally yesterday, Bub. We were talking with him. Mm-hmm. And is there somebody walking around the lobby area?
It's just Craig dicking with me all the time. Really? Yeah.
Craig, stop. Craig, ladies and gentlemen, is our personal assistant, and he's always creating trouble if he's not hungover. So
typically
anyways,
more when he's hungover. God, he likes a lot of attention.
He does like a lot of attention.
This is true.
But the I was talking to Reggie yesterday, Bub, and Reggie was saying that several of the sponsors just called to check up on the legitimacy of the build. And I was offended by that. I stated my opinion from a business perspective, as I always do.
Yeah.
People think that I get a little hot sometimes, and I do. I'm very passionate and very protective of your business.
Yeah.
And he asked me not to take it personally. He said, there are a lot of thieves. There are a lot of fakes. There are a lot of liars in the industry, and they will do anything they can to get free products
mm-hmm.
based on the SEMA show.
Yeah.
And of course, Reggie said, no, that's my go-to guy. Bub is my guy. If it's going to be developed and I go out on the market, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
And I felt very proud coming out of that conversation, not only because Reggie said, don't take it personally, but what he was really saying is you guys are the best of the best. And that's why Turbonetics only goes to Bub.
Well, listen, man, we build things to, you know, there's all kinds of builders out there in the industry, man. And it's, you know, everybody has their own specialty and design style. You know, ours is one that is very extreme and to the limit, but still very, very, very functional and very clean all
yes,
at the same time, right?
So
that's a total difference in a lot of big builders out there, right? There's guys out there that, you know, throw huge, huge, huge turbochargers on things and build, I mean, raw, nasty horsepower. I mean, think Bizimoto, for example. Reggie uses Bizimoto for a lot of their custom tuning, a lot of their high-end one-off designs, you know, and they build... Man, stuff that should not have turbos on it, for example, like twin turbo Porsches that are the older model vintage ones, you know, that are laying down 700, 800, 900, 1200 horsepower coming out of these cars that typically don't need much more than about 400 to make them really fun. You know, they're doing stuff like that, but they're, you know, everybody's design is totally different. You know, when you take, you know, and build that much horsepower, you're building a car that's going to be more of like a track use vehicle. It's not going to have a full interior. It's not going to have you know, all the luxury, all the accommodations that you want. And, you know, we try to take that design, push it as far as we can possibly push that envelope, and then keep it so that it's still an out-of-the-box style item, and it can be to a mass production world at the end of the day.
And that's one of the things you do. The beauty of it is, and I go back to the same story, the first Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics concept build was the BEM Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro,
mm-hmm.
And that car just sold. It's now in a private collector's hands in Louisiana.
Yeah,
the guy followed the car since the day you started building it, And he called and he said, I cannot believe the power this car puts down, but I cannot believe the way the car harnesses the power. I cannot believe how smooth this car drives and how reliable it is.
Well, and you know, what's funny too, man, is, you know, I see a lot of those, that was the early model Camaro that was from, that was a fifth generation from 2010 to 13. Mm-hmm. And then they did the body restyle on them right there in 14. You know, I'll tell you what, man, it's, that kit, it's surprising because of the kits that I do see on these vehicles out there, all in that Camaro turbocharged environment industry, everybody's running the stage one kits, which was surprising to me because we did a lot of R&D. We built the stage two kit, which was an upgraded billet GTK turbocharger, upgraded wastegates that allowed for a quicker response and better flow. You know, in the way that the car performed, I mean, just that, just doing a turbo swap and wastegate swap going to a stage two was an absolute night and day difference. And I'm surprised that all the cars that I've seen with the stage ones haven't already gone out and done that stage two upgrade. They literally have no idea what they're missing. It's the difference of probably 100+ horsepower.
And one of the things I noticed, Bub, and I don't want to say anything bad here, but one of the things I noticed at Boosted Bash when you unveiled the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang in Simi Valley. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't see your comments coming through.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine's not working.
Facebook Live is not doing it well.
Yeah, not at all.
I do want to reply to all your comments. I'm just not getting them today. And
yeah.
There's hundreds of you out there watching right now. I can see the and thousands. I mean, it's in the, I can see the numbers. But anyways, right there inside, the display area where your Mustang was up front, just down a couple of spots was a fifth gen Camaro with the platform you had designed. But let's talk about what you noticed about that installation, Bub.
Of which one?
Of the silver Camaro. I don't want to talk about who the owner was.
Oh yeah, man. It's you know, again, it's, you know, I'm surprised at, you know, how much work we've put into that kit and developed into it. You know, Turbonetics more than anything. I took that thing and really opened that kit up and gave it its true potential with a lot of different design cues and a lot of different tuning styles. You know, I took that kit and really opened it up, man. And, you know, that thing has the potential of laying down easily over 1,000 horsepower at the rear tires, depending on your fuel system, you know, and how far you can really push that limit, dude, especially on a true bolt-on motor or something that's just all off-the-shelf upgrades. And, you know, that's what I'm a master at, is taking a bunch of different components, fine-tuning them, getting the best quality parts out there, and getting everything matched together so they all work hand in hand. You know, and everything just performs flawlessly like it should.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of true untapped potential still on that Camaro that hasn't even been opened up yet, man. And it's, man, I'll tell you, it would be a night and day difference. Like, you think it's fast now, wait till you do this.
And the funny thing is, it was one of the owners of Turbonetics cars, and they missed a very important part of it.
Yes, we'll get it.
We'll get it. I told him to get it into us and we take care of it. You know, and it goes to show you that, you know, you are the best, Bub. And, you know, if people will allow you to do what it is you like to do, there's no stopping it, man.
No, not at all, man. It's, you know, we have a good time with what we do. And, you know, I don't really worry about, you know, there's so many people out there, dude, that just get involved with negative nonsense all the time. And, you know,
sure do, buddy.
You know, this person said this or this person read this or, man. You guys have no idea, dude. People have no idea. You know, when you
shove it up your ass, basically.
When you take a car that was designed and built here at BEM, and you can fine tooth the thing, man. It's you can go over it, you can try to run it, you can try to tear it down, you can try to do whatever the heck it is you want to try to do. You will not find a single flaw. I can promise you that.
Yep, exactly.
But just not going to happen. So you know what you do? You take your work, you let it speak for itself. Don't interrupt.
Yeah, run your mouth. Run your mouth. And we were talking to Donnie about that yesterday. Donnie has become a very good friend of mine. He is also the landlord of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Mm-hmm. And he has been such a remarkable friend, Bub. He has been, you know, when he has the ability, like very few people do, especially in today's world where people are very selfish, right, and one-sided. He's a very logical man. He's a very business-oriented man, but he's also a very compassionate man. Who has a true?
Well, I mean, anybody that's worked hard in their life and has appreciation for work, you know, they know what it takes to earn a dollar. They know what it takes to work with their hands. You know, stuff. It's you know, anybody that's been in that position, in that situation, they have a true understanding of life and what certain things mean. You know, what's priority, what things are worth what, you know, what's worth investing time into, what's worth not investing time into. You know, there's so many things that go on, and You know, you just gotta, just go through business with a solid head, dude. And the only way you do it is by experience. And too many people out there that have never been in your position, they run their mouths the most.
They do.
You know?
Most. But we are at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all around the world for joining us here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We ask you to join us Monday through Friday for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream as well. It's from 11 to 11:30. Please join us, the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team. The tour bus will be out. We're setting up the pits for you to come inside and enjoy it with us tomorrow at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world from 8 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. Please come see us. We'll have In Jupiter magazines with us. We thank Doug from In Jupiter for calling in today. Thank you very much. Thank you for featuring us again as in the magazine as well, Bob. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Miss Outlaw Boutique, MSOutlawBoutique.com. For the finest in boutique apparel, the outlaw is loose. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, the Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner, remind you to please drink responsibly. The Exotic Car Guru, salesman to the stars, Tony Rienzi, my lion brother. I love you, man. TonyRienzi.com. Morpheus, for the best in wraps and graphics, it is Morpheus Designs. Along with Torque Auto Storage, just let your car stay there. The boys down there will take care of it. They've got an exotic car show going inside the warehouse there every day, man.
Every day.
And good morning to Sean over at DNA Surface Concepts, the very finest in ceramic coatings. DNA Surface Concepts are ceramic coatings done Bubba style. And finally, Hooked on Driving with Tony Rienzi and Tony Franco and Tony Rienzi and the whole Lion Pride. They're going to be together out there on Thursday night at the track, Bub.
Looking forward to it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, please have a very, very safe weekend. We enjoy it. We love you. We hope to see you tomorrow at the Bubba's Exotic Mode. We've got an entire row out there that they've set up for us. Please come join us and have. Until next week, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
We'll see everybody Monday morning. Have a very safe and happy weekend. Thank you for making us number one. We appreciate it.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated, internationally syndicated, daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.